Here we go.
Yeah. Park in that structure.
Scrub
and
in
then
with
take
Becca
the elevator
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Floor. Okay. See you in a sec. We're starting.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you. Love you. Sorry. Bye. My volume was turned down. Wow. What
Tanya was
chaotic,
on the phone.
That was a chaotic first few seconds.
Oh, we're starting. Wow.
Yeah, we're here.
Mark is in full effect right now, I just have to say.
Listen, there is no time to waste. It's Monday morning. No time to waste.
Okay. Did we replay the song?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, okay. You missed it. And so, then I felt like my mic wasn't on, so it was just a lot. You were on the phone.
Tanya, who are you giving directions to?
Our very special guest, Brad Goreski.
I'm so excited to have him on.
Me too. I'm so excited. He got a little lost, but it's okay.
That's okay. It can be difficult.
He's here.
I always say that Easton, well, I recently felt like Easton was the male version of you, but Brad is also the male version of you. Yeah.
He is very much the male version of me. I'm just going to give his number to Erica so that they can arrange when he gets here, and then I'm good to go.
I feel like my shorts are really tight, and I feel like I should just unbutton the button. Is everyone okay?
You're
I have
among
a t-shirt
friends on, here.
Yeah,
plus,
do
you have
it.
A t-shirt, and there's a console, so no one can really see anything.
Okay. Wow, that was instant relief.
Plus, we've all been in that situation.
Thank you. It felt relatable. I felt like everyone could understand.
Did you have a big breakfast?
I just stopped through McDonald's, but it was just all I got was a hash brown and a Dr. Pepper. It wasn't a big meal.
Like, it's so gross.
That is so fascinating
and
to me.
And so disturbing.
Why is that disturbing?
Like, breakfast should be your most nutritious no. meal of the day.
I know, but I didn't have time.
Was that the only thing you've eaten today? Is that?
Well, yeah, I just woke up.
Oh my God.
Wow.
To be Becca Tilly for a day.
It's 10:36 a.m.
You probably feel terrible and be like tired and lazy.
So why a hash brown? Why not go for an Egg McMuffin?
Right, exactly.
Like, at least an Egg McMuffin actually has some nutritional
protein,
value.
Some protein, some carbs.
Guys, it just wasn't jumping out at me.
But a hash brown
something
was.
Just quick and easy.
What's quicker and easier than anything? Oh, I can't.
Wow, and a Dr. Pepper.
Of course.
Well, that's not surprising.
I know it's not surprising,
it's
but...
It's like her coffee.
Yeah. It's like my caffeine.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I mean, it's gross.
It's
but
gross.
Like, whatever. That's her thing.
Whatever. It's my thing. I don't want to spend too much time talking about my disgusting eating habits. we had a big weekend. First of all, we have not all been together in so long.
That's actually really true.
The band's back together.
It feels so good.
It does.
It feels
and
so right.
I do have to say, because you had to explain yourself when you were away from the other one.
I sure did.
I'll explain myself. We had to do the podcast on a Friday because Becca went to Costa Rica, and I was flying out to see J-Lo that night, so I missed the last podcast.
Well, and also,
I'm sorry,
the Sandlot folks were only available at a certain time, and so we had to do the show at a weird time.
Right.
Yeah. So I apologize for not being there. Easton, thank you for stepping in.
Easton
I
was great.
It.
Easton was amazing.
Thank you.
Easton.
I was really nervous about that one because it's a big responsibility.
But also, like, Becca and I hadn't seen, aside from this weekend before, how long had it been since we hadn't seen each other in over
a
week?
Definitely over a week because I was out of town and then I got back and then you went out of town and then I went out of town again.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was not my favorite.
But we had a big reunion evening. It was a big reunion evening.
Should we just get right into it?
Yeah, let's. Well, wait. I feel like we should. What people want to know is a Dr. W update. Like, people
that's
are
true. That's
crazy
true.
About
okay.
that.
What can I say? I haven't seen him in about a week.
Uh-oh.
And I leave for Vancouver tomorrow for about a week. So
we're in a little bit of a lull.
We're in a little bit of a lull. I still think he's fantastic. He's still Dr. Wonderful. Everything's great in terms of conversation. I mean, the dates are just so easy. Like, and I think that I tend to get a little ahead of myself. Like, I think I hadn't been on a good date in so long that I got really excited. Like, when we were like really compatible and similar views on things and just kind of similar lifestyles and just like all the signs were pointing to in a good direction. I think it was a little naive and a little presumptuous of me to assume that it may be going in a certain direction. I'm only one half of a...
Right.
Right.
But it still might be going in a good direction.
Yeah, it still might be. But I mean, I don't want to... I don't, there's another person involved.
Are you saying you're pulling yourself back a little bit?
I'm proceeding cautiously.
I like proceeding cautiously.
I don't like your tone.
What? What do you mean?
It concerns me. I'm concerned by your tone. You seem resigned to something.
What is resigned?
Like you seem you're like kind of done. Like you're
not
like
done.
Or not, you're accepting
less than you would like.
Oh,
that's
kind of.
I was just gonna say she's accepting that it could maybe not be right. Like she's
yes, she's allowing those thoughts in.
Because here's the thing. Obviously, I don't want to get into the weeds of a lot of things just because there's another person involved and respect out of, you know, his privacy and things like that. But you know me, I just like I have an open heart and I just fall hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to do that because I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm just proceeding cautiously.
So it sounds like your defense mechanisms are up.
They're up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I am the queen of defense mechanisms. Like, yeah. I'm the complete opposite as you. Like, I start out with, like, just a, like, 12-foot wall.
Yeah. I start with, like, no wall.
Yeah. But I do think it's better to start and, like, let yourself feel. And then maybe you get to a point where you're like, okay, like, maybe I need to mentally take a step back, assess the situation.
Yeah. I don't know how to, for people that are listening, I fall, like, I just love so hard. Mm-hmm. And when I, like, let somebody in, like, I just let them in. And I think I just need to be more cautious. That's all.
I think you should be you. 1,000%.
Well, I am being me.
Yeah.
100% being me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So here we are.
It is really weird, though, I have to say. I've had so many ex flings and guys come out of the woodworks. It's been like the weirdest thing.
I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, because you were gone. It's like, whatever. I'm not going to hang out with
Saturday.
Them. I'm not going to hang out with them. It's nobody that I like am interested
this
in.
This is still valid information that you share with me before you share here.
Oh, the podcast. Sorry. But it is. It's so weird that they're like, knock, knock, knock. Yeah, Tanya that's might be into some new guy.
Look who it is.
Best podcast ever.
How are you?
This is for you.
So great. How are you?
Good.
Look how cute you
look. I know, just the cutest.
Do we need a mic check for Brad?
Check, check, check.
Tanya was just telling us that exes are coming out of the woodwork now that she may be involved with somebody on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
That's what I said. Of course they are.
They keep coming out of the woodwork. I've been in a relationship for 17 years and they keep circling around.
And they do?
Yeah, people like creep around.
17 years, by the way. Can we just give a round of applause? Brad Gross.
Thanks, everyone. Coming up in, like a week, I think.
17 years, and you guys just got married.
We did in December.
That's so great.
Yeah.
I know.
Not wearing my wedding band, though.
Okay, why aren't you wearing it?
Because I take it off to go to the gym because I don't want it like clanking on the machines.
Oh.
Not for like other reasons.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I just, it has a diamond in it, so I don't want diamond.
Yeah, you don't want that. No. No.
Things we have to think of.
I do love your love story. You and Gary make me so happy.
How did y'all meet?
We met in Mykonos, the gayest place on earth.
Is it? Wait, is it?
Yeah. Are you crazy? Like, why do you think there's no traffic in LA? Because every single gay person went from New York Pride to Greece. Like, there's nobody here. Everyone is gone for the summer. We work on our bodies all winter long, and then we go to, like, beaches all summer.
I know.
Massive generalization.
Actually, that's so,
there.
No, because I remember last year, all of a sudden, every photo, I'm like, dang, Brad is, like, ripped.
In a beach. Every summer, it's so funny.
Leaning up against a palm tree.
Somewhere, yeah, always. Yeah, we met in, I was actually living in Canada at the time, and I was in Greece. A modeling agency brought me over, believe it or not, but I was clearly not what they wanted that summer. I was not the look because I was about 130 pounds and had a Caesar haircut and was like so Caesar. White. like I was so white, like I'd never seen the sun. And they were really into this kind of like Jack Sparrow-y, like long hair pirate look. So I just like bummed around with this girl named Esther from the UK, and I decided I was going to go to Mykonos for the weekend. And I said to her before I left, I'm going to meet the guy I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And I did.
You said that before you went?
Wait, why did you think? What, you just had a feeling?
It was just a weird, like, feeling I had. And on my last night there, like, literally in the last, like, maybe 10 hours before I was supposed to go back to Athens, I met Gary. And I, like, totally went missing. The modeling agency was like, where is Brad? Because there was like really no, there were no phones, right? I mean, there were phones, but like,
it wasn't like it
I was
now.
Like, I'm not calling in. Like, I gotta ride this wave. I'm not booking any work anyway, so no one's gonna miss me.
No one will even
That's
notice.
That's so crazy. No. I just want to say, I love the reason why, well, there's a lot of reasons why I love your relationship, but like, so Brad is very similar to me. Like, we're like crazy, like just crazy, crazy fangirls.
Yeah. And like, major fangirls.
Gary like levels you out. He's just like so chill. He like lets you be you. Yeah. He can go along to things. He cannot go along to things.
Yeah.
Like, he's so like level-headed and just like adores you. And yeah. just like, it's such a good balance. It's and he like doesn't really know much. Like, he didn't know the difference between Kendall and Kylie Jenner. Also. That's so good.
Now we know.
Like, I mean, I'm not really right? sure. I mean, I'm not 100% sure.
It's fine. It's fine, right? You don't need to know.
So Kylie has a lip kit.
Yes, she
there
does.
Okay, all right. right. So there you go. Yeah.
And Kendall has her nipples pierced.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that recent? Is that in pop culture news?
That's
right
in
now?
Pop culture news. Yeah. You guys didn't know about that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wait. Read Just Jared someday.
So basically, we need to find Tanya someone who has a similar personality as Gary.
Gary.
Yeah, but we also, like, we had lunch the other day and we're, like, talking about relationships and she was, like, telling me all these, like, stories and stuff. And I'm like, she's like, so what do you think? I'm like, don't be a weirdo. Like, just be like normal. I don't know what else to tell you. It's
oh,
just
no.
like, she's like, but then if I do this and then this person texts me back and what if they don't? And then this one does. And then this one sent me a DM and I kind of like this one. Like, just don't be weird. Like, just text the person and say like, I had fun last night. What's your schedule like?
I know. Brad's very like,
like, I'm so like gay in some ways, but I'm also in other ways. Just like, just cut to the chase. Like, let's just like, come on, guys.
It is so nice to talk to him about things because, like, as girls, we tend to just kind of go into this weird...
Well, we spiral.
We spiral. Brad, like,
listen,
takes...
I love a good spiral.
I love
Do
a
not
good spiral,
get me.
Too.
I'm not going to remove myself. I love sliding down. I love seeing that I'm going, like, there's no more light up at the top. I'm like, wow, I'm just in a huge dark hole right now. And I kind of like being there.
In a sick way, I like it, too.
Yeah, because it's fun to, like, see
Brad
the light.
But Brad can really pull me out. And, like, I remember, like, he just gives it to you. It's, like, black and white. And I really appreciate that about you because you're really one of my only friends that does that for me. Like, he's very much, did you have fun? Yeah. Tell him. You want to see him again? Let him know.
Da-da-da.
It's like.
I think that's great advice.
Yeah.
I don't get this whole, like, life's too short. And also, if you're sitting around waiting for somebody to text you back when you're feeling something, it's just like, it's strange because people believe in these rules that don't exist. And then I think in a lot of the ways, we have so many ways of connecting with each other, but that kind of mindset keeps us separated. So it's just like, if you had fun, just say you had mm-hmm. fun. It's like not a big deal.
I do have to, and I did show Brad pictures of Dr. W and he was like, meow.
Yeah. I want to go see him.
Yeah, me too. I want to go see him too. I was like, what can I make an appointment for?
Yeah. There are a few things on my list I could go for.
I just like want to go see his mannerisms.
Yeah.
See what he's doing.
He's so cute.
He sounds really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like, you know what I like about Dr. W? Some of the things you've told me. He's very straight. He like will say how he feels to Tanya. Mm-hmm. Like he
it's
doesn't
true.
Hold back a lot about his feelings
it's true.
As far as expressing them to you, which I like.
I do too. I like that a lot.
I like it too. Where are we at with that, by the way? Are we not discussing it?
we just did a brief update.
Before you came in.
But what happened?
Nothing. I'm seeing him tonight.
You buried the lead. You did not say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is breaking news.
That is breaking news from the news desk.
I was going to ask, and then I was like, I don't know. She like.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing him tonight.
What's the plan, though?
I don't know.
Oh! This is the thing.
No, it's dinner. I can guarantee
why
is
every date a surprise? Why is that?
I don't know.
Is that him?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, what is the time frame?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Like, are y'all hanging out from, like, 6 to 9?
It's Monday. There needs to be a time frame. See? Monday night is like unwinding, chilling, like a, you know, a mask, a face mask on. I know. Like, it's not.
But it's, the only reason is because I leave for Vancouver tomorrow. So I'm gone most of the week.
But then why can't you make a time?
No, I'm saying
you're like, you can't make a time tomorrow because you're not here, but you can make a time for tonight, like 6:30. We're gonna meet at Sugarfish. Like, I don't know.
See, I personally like that he just is like, hey, let's hang out tonight, and then he plans things. I love not having to plan.
Yeah, but he hasn't given her a time either. It's like the ultimate surprise. Like, I could show up between 6 and 9. Like,
I feel like you have a time sometimes.
Oh, it stresses me out.
I literally
You
are
so much like her. I know. It's so crazy.
Well, the planning. Like, the time. Yeah, why? Like, are you okay with
oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, just let me know. Oh,
Becca's like the opposite. Like, no. She's the opposite of us.
And if you shift the time on me by like, 20 minutes to like 45 minutes, I like deeply have to consider whether I want to continue with the event of the evening.
When Brad and I hang out, it's literally like, okay, let's meet at 2:15 here. Or like, we're like that, like to like.
No, you're like, let's meet at lunch at 12:15. Then we'll do a choreographed dance.
Yeah.
We'll do that at like from 2:30 to 3:30. And then Brad's like, I got to go. I have to make dinner for Gary. So I have to leave by 5. And I'm like, perfect.
Totally. We're meeting at 2, having salads at La Scala. We have like we'll do that for an hour. We have like a 20-minute window to like walk
home,
around.
Yeah.
10 to 15 minutes to drive to my studio. Yeah. Then like 20 minutes to like get the dance routine together. And then we'll film for half an hour.
Be out by
recap.
5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds so stressful to me.
Oh, no. Open-ended like plans are a disaster.
Love them. It's the only way they work.
Hate it.
It's the only way they work.
Oh, it's so good. Wait. I mean, I couldn't have like two of my... I can't. Okay.
You cook? You're the chef
in your
relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Green Chef?
No, but I'm super down.
You have. I just posted a video of this on my Insta story.
Are these the people that cook with pot?
No.
Who are those people? I saw that advertised on Netflix last night. I'm like, what's going on? Have you seen that?
I haven't, but.
There's a cooking competition show on Netflix where people cook with pot.
Coming from the guy who hasn't smoked pot, like, have you ever smoked pot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Back in the day?
In, like, high school.
Oh, okay.
And
like stone.
I found it. It's called Cooking on High.
That's it.
Okay, wow.
It's available now on Netflix.
Yeah, not the Green Chef.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
so
guys.
Now, so the Green Chef
same
is...
Same but different.
Same but different. This is, it's a certified organic meal kit delivery service that includes everything you need to cook delicious gourmet meals that you can even feel good about. So they basically send you a box with all the ingredients that you need and tell you how to, like, prepare. And yeah, the meals are really, really good.
Have you done it?
I just got a couple meals from the keto plan. There's like a bunch of different, there's like a paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free. So you can kind of, yeah.
Keto?
Yeah. Have you not heard of keto?
No.
What?
Ew,
what?
Are you from LA?
What is keto?
I am the worst ever and I know what keto is.
Keto is like that new diet that everybody's doing right now where it's like higher in What is it? Higher
fat?
It's very
fat.
Similar to Atkins was, but it puts your body into ketosis, which is why they call it the keto diet.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Is that the one where you fast? Is that like intermittent fasting? Is that keto?
I don't think so.
It's like you're eating...
It's no carbs.
I feel like
very, very low
kicked
carbs.
Out of LA.
I know. I'm like really surprised you've never heard of the keto diet.
Wait, is low carbs, high fat?
Very low carbs, high fat, yeah.
And no sugar, too.
Yeah, no sugar.
Oh, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's the deal breaker.
So you basically let Green Chef do the meal planning, grocery shopping, and most of the prep work. And they do it for you.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That and it's the
cute.
First USDA certified organic meal kit delivery service. So mm-hmm. This is the first time it's been done. And for $50 off your first box for Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/Becca. Have you warned Brad about Becca?
Oh, he knows.
Okay.
Here, I'll do it. You guys get ready. greenchef.us/Becca.
Becca.
See, like a natural.
I really want to talk about Chalk Prom.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to die.
A lot happened.
A lot happened. So... Going into Chalk Prom, we talked about this before, but our friend Kara is who heads up the Chalk Prom.
Yeah,
and
she's the child life specialist.
Yes, and she puts on this amazing night for the kids that are in the hospital. And it honestly, every year I walk in and it's just a reminder of how terrible my prom was in high school, because it's above and beyond.
But as it should be.
Oh, as it should be, 1,000%.
Yeah.
So we knew going into it, she wrote us and said that some of the Grey's Anatomy cast were going to be there. My
gosh. We should just put it back up. This is Children's Hospital of Orange County. Yeah, we call it CHOC, C-H-O-C. And they do a prom for all of the children that cannot attend their actual prom.
Yeah, so it's for the kids that are in the hospital who can't go to their actual prom. So they do it in the hospital.
So nice.
They have like a DJ and it's like a full thing. Photo booths. Like raffles, gambling, not
food.
Like, yeah, food. not gambling, like card games.
Yeah. Gambling without the gamble.
Right.
Like casino games.
Yeah, casino games.
Fun.
It's so cute.
I don't know which way to like enter the story. Yeah.
So there, April Kepner and Amelia Shepherd are two of the people that are attending. So what they do is they have celebrities come and pop in and like take photos and be with the kids and it's surprises.
What?
I don't know. What? Are we able to bring up the Selena thing?
Oh yeah, yeah. So we go with Selena Gomez.
Casual.
Yeah, like, but not even like, you know, we're friends with her. She shows up. It's amazing. She surprises the kids. It's like incredible.
They must have flipped when Selena Gomez walked in.
They flipped.
Yeah, does she perform or just mingle?
She just mingled.
That's amazing.
And like the reason why she's so amazing, she didn't want any, like, they announce all the people that are, you know, they're like, oh, and here's Jack Black, and like Jack Black comes out and it's like this big thing. Selena didn't want any of that. She just wanted to like come and just like be a part of it, you know? So it was like, really, she just is the best. So she comes and the kids are like lining up to meet her. Literally, like,
she would walk and it would just be like this long line like flowing through
it, just
prom.
Like they kept so that's, everything's great. Selena is the best. We love you, adore you. But the Grey's Anatomy cast walks out and like I lose my cool. Like totally lose my cool. There's no cool, no chill in me. Zero chill in me.
Well, so we see April. Okay, so it was April, Amelia, Weber, and Owen.
Yeah.
And so we're
You all know how we feel about Owen.
Weber and Owen were there too?
Yeah. And we're just like staring Owen and Weber down like, you know, don't care.
Weber? Weber's been there since day one.
I like Weber.
He was not very friendly
to us on the carpet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyways, we're standing, so we kind of like, whatever, we don't care about them. We see April and we're like, we're going to go talk to her, but all the kids are around and they're there for the kids.
Yeah. So we let them you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm in my head, I'm going to follow Tanya's lead of how she acts. Like if she goes fangirl, I'm probably going to get fangirl. But if she's cool, calm, and collected, I'll stay cool, calm, and collected. So she goes up and she's like, hi, I'm Tanya and this is my friend Becca. And I'm like, hi.
We have a podcast called Scrubby.
Oh no. Oh no.
And at this point I'm like, oh no, because she's like, oh, like, that's cute.
Like, do you do it on your phone?
Like, heck, you could tell she was totally like, you could tell she was like, oh, that's cute.
Because you could say, I'm Ryan Seacrest's co-host.
And that's what
I was on The Bachelor. Nothing, like, you guys have
things.
Yeah.
None of that came out. Like, Kara was like, did you tell her who you? And I was like, who? Yeah, I said, I'm Tanya. Hi, I'm Tanya. And she goes, no, Tanya.
So we're like, can we get a picture? We get a selfie with April. And then we walk away and I'm like, wow, that was not cool.
At all.
We've really failed. So we're like, let's go talk to Amelia.
Yeah.
So we go up and say,
by the way, you're skunk-eyeing Owen Hunt. You're not exactly the biggest Amelia Shepherd fans either.
Correct.
Let's be clear.
Here's the thing. We don't love Amelia's. I don't love her character, but I like her personally. Like when we met her on the carpet, she was really cute and sweet. So we like her. We don't love her character.
I think the problem with her character is that she's with Owen. That's my whole thing.
She's tainted by Owen.
Yeah, she's tainted.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyways.
God. It gets better.
We go up, same encounter.
Same exact thing.
Same reaction from her, like, oh, you have a podcast. Cute.
So sweet.
So, that's so nice. Thank you. We get a picture and then Tani looks like literally maybe a foot from her face and goes, bye, and waves at her.
Waves.
Oh my god!
And And I was like, oh my God, she just said bye and waved to her. So I just like walk away. I'm like, that was the worst performance of all time.
The worst.
So then we turn around and they're taking pictures together with people.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah,
we need two. Right?
I'm like, we got to go back around. Make our way back around. Did you say like, I was making Tanya do it. I was like,
yeah. I did it all. And then we take the picture and I was like, I try to segue into like professional Tanya, you know, and I was like, thank you guys for like coming. It means a lot, you know, and she was.
That's why we're here. As if we were like kids at the prom, like patients or something. Like she, like we were like, thank you. And she was like, that's why we're here. And I was like, oh my God. She thinks we like do the podcast from our hospital room on our phone. We talk about how much we love Grey's Anatomy.
It was so, it was the most uncool experience. I have never been less.
I also love that you like roll up with Selena Gomez and that's what undoes you. Like, huh? Yeah.
That's
like
what we
most
like.
Famous person in the world, like under 30, and you're like freaking out over
Sarah Drew.
Sarah Drew.
Unreal.
I know. It's unreal.
Sarah, we'd like to get Sarah Drew on the show. It sounds like you did not make any progress in that direction.
And probably scared her for sure.
Why does she want to be on the show?
We should get her. Let's try.
We'll take anybody who's ever been on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, but I want to recap that. I want to see if she remembers us being
dorks.
So you dorks,
she does.
Previously, when you were on the red carpet in Scrubs, was there another Sarah Drew encounter?
No, we ended up missing her because we were probably talking like Owen or something.
So you did not go up to Owen at all?
Not at all.
You avoided him.
Avoided him. But can I just say that all four of them, all four of the Grey's Anatomy cast members went and did, one of the patients was too sick to actually come down to prom and they went up to her room to visit her. How sweet is that?
That's nice.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Even the person that wasn't nice to you on the carpet?
Even him.
Yeah.
Mm. That's why you got to be nice to everybody.
I know.
You never know. You have like multiple platforms to announce this to the world.
Yeah, honestly.
On air, podcast, like Becca's Instagram, my Instagram. Yeah. Like that's right there already. Like well over, like close to like what? 3 million people?
Yeah.
Whoa, 5 million?
Wow. Yeah. Way to do the numbers there.
The only math I can do is adding up people's Instagram impressions.
Social media
like,
following.
What? So lame.
But helpful.
Thanks, Becca. But helpful.
So lame, but helpful. I want to talk about BioClarity. We love good skin.
We love
clean skin. We love clear skin.
You know what I love more than clear skin, though?
What do you love?
I love clean products.
Same.
And BioClarity is one of those products because it's vegan, 100% vegan and cruelty free. And that's what I want on my face, you know?
Yeah. They have two different daily routines. So they have the clear skin routine. So it's for combination oily or breakout prone skin. So helps to fight breakouts, soothe skin, minimize redness, reduce pore size, and even your skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the essentials routine, which is for normal to dry skin for an everyday cleansing treatment.
Yep. And it's just three easy steps. There's the cleanse, restore, and hydrate. Contains hydrating plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, cucumber.
Licorice.
Oh. Wow. Licorice.
And I know how you're going to say that.
Wow.
How were you going to say that?
Yeah, I need to know.
I thought it was, I didn't think that was liquor. Is that how you spell licorice?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Were you going to say licorice?
Okay, English was my second language. So can I get a break here? Mm-hmm. And Shea plus Floralax from Chlorophyll.
Yeah. So if you want to get started healthier habits with your skincare, which is very important, just go to bioclarity.com. Our listeners will get their first month for 50% off a routine, plus shipping is free.
Free.
Yeah. It comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter code Becca.
Yep.
That's bioclarity.com and enter code Becca.
Becca. So we got an email from Katie, and it's kind of a serious topic.
Okay.
And so we got a doctor on to help us with this topic because we are not equipped for this topic.
Yeah. Okay. Only
I can't
love
speak
advice.
For you, Brad.
That's all we got.
But the three of us are not.
Brad has went to medical school. What are you talking about?
Please.
Dr. Sherry?
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Sherry.
Hi,
how
Dr.
are
Sherry.
You?
I'm great. How are you?
We are great. It's Becca, Tanya, and Brad, Mark, and Easton. And we, you know, we're very open and honest about dating advice and pop culture things going on in the world. But when it comes to health, we don't feel equipped to give any medical advice, even though we're big Grey's Anatomy fans.
I'm glad to hear that. That's okay. That's where I come in.
Exactly. So we have an email that Mark is going to read, and we're going to get your advice on it.
Great.
Katie says, I was wondering if it were at all possible to suggest a guest to come on the show and talk. Recently, I was told that I was positive for HPV. As someone who has always had normal pap smears, and then she says, sorry if you're reading this, Mark. Well, hey, here we are. I never really had to worry about getting abnormal results. I can definitely say I'm not alone in receiving this kind of news. Reports show 85% of people, men and women, have HPV, and most people don't know they have it. Is there any way you could have an expert come on and answer some questions about this? I never knew about HPV until now, and who knows, maybe in the odd chance that he's listening, he will want to get tested too.
Oh. Yeah, definitely. And she's in very good company because HPV is epidemic. It's out there. Most people do carry it and don't know it, and that is really the problem. So your listener is very typical story. Goes in for a pap. The doctor calls and says, hey, you have HPV on your pap, and by the way, it's abnormal. And most people freak out. I mean, they have no clue. They've been practicing safe sex, maybe. We don't really know how consistent people are wearing condoms, but yeah, it's out there. It's out there.
For Katie, no, I want to speak on this. It probably is way TMI, and I probably shouldn't be sharing, but I actually did have HPV, and I got it after the guy lost my virginity to. So here I am, and I lost my virginity super late in life. Like, for me, I was 19, and like all my friends were like having sex at 15, 16, and I was very protective, and I was like, you know what I mean? Like, so when this happened to me, I was like, and at the time I was so young, this was before like anybody had ever known anything about it. So I was like, what the heck? Like, I literally went to like the dark place. I was like, I'm so dirty. I'm so this, how could this one, the one guy that was my boyfriend that I'd slept with, how could he do this to me?
Right.
When you're not educated and you don't know, and it comes as such a shock. Like, I literally like went to like the dark place. I was like, I'm dying.
No. And
it's the complete opposite. Like, first of all, guys don't even know that they're carriers. So most guys don't even know. I don't know what the percentage is, but there's a lot of that you don't even see symptoms. So I never had any symptoms physically. It was all just in my pap smear, and you have to treat it like a common cold. So you just have to like, I just had to eat healthy and like kind of fight, like just make my immune system better.
It's common, but I think the big question mark always comes is that, how did I do it? I'm so careful. Men, unfortunately, they don't have equivalent to a pap smear. In fact, they probably rarely go to the doctor unless they're really, really sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women, we're getting our paps every year, and so we're checking for HPV on every pap smear for most people. So men, of course, they're not being checked. They don't show symptoms. You know, if they're wearing condoms, which not most people aren't doing consistently, men are basically the reservoir for HPV.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you were a virgin, you know, this partner of yours, I'm sure he might have had other partners, he could unknowingly be carrying HPV, pass it on to you. And even if you were, and I'm hoping you practice safe sex, right?
Yes.
Good job. But this just goes to show you that condoms, unfortunately, don't mean that you're not going to get it, because the condoms slip off. It doesn't always cover the base of the penis. HPV can be on the testicles. So even if you're doing your due diligence with safe sex, you still can get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one more email, a medical email, just quickly, from an anonymous listener. This is a completely different medical situation, but she's involved with a guy who has hydronitis suppurativa.
What is that?
It makes him flare up all over his face. He has to be on a strict diet and wear Band-Aids to stop the boils from leaking. He's very insecure about it and only feels comfortable around his friends, some of his family, my family. Sometimes I wonder if I'll be able to deal with this my whole life. I feel like God has chosen me to help him out through this, but I get angry that we both have to deal with this disease. Am I wrong for thinking this way? What should I do?
That is so sweet.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a dermatological skin condition where you get these, it's like cystic acne, but they're almost a little bit more cyst-like or boil-like. It's, you know, unfortunately, it's, you know, they tend to happen usually before the age of like 30. Women actually get it more than men. I see it a lot on the vagina. And, you know, it can be treated with things like Accutane. It's hard to treat, actually, and it's just more of sort of a chronic condition that can be, you know, very painful, embarrassing, and these, you know, like hair follicles get blocked and get inflamed, you know, it's very painful. So, but she can't contract it from him, which is sort of the good news. But there are some special dermatological doctors that take care of it better than others. So treatment can work to help at least minimize the symptoms and discomfort.
Okay.
You're the best, Dr. Sherry. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you for scrubbing in.
I hope that people feel encouraged to ask any questions they have, and maybe we can have you back on the show
to answer
questions.
I mean, safe sex is always an important topic. People are not practicing it enough. Would love to talk anything medical, anything you want.
Thank you, Dr. Sherry.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Sorry, was that like way TMI that I shared that?
No, I think that happened.
I was laughing because like you were saying everything.
She was like, you did kind of take over at one point. What's crazy though is I feel like I could have answered this email on my own because it did happen to me so young, and it was like it was when I tell you guys it was one of the most traumatic experiences of my life.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because here I am saving my virginity for this man that like, and it's actually how I found out that he was cheating on me. And it was like the darkest time, but I became so educated on the topic. And like by the time I graduated college, I felt like I was like the HPV hen of my sorority because everybody ended up having it at some point in the 4 years. And I was like the one going to the gynecologist with them. And like, I just feel really knowledgeable about this topic specifically because like it really, really like affected me and it was really hard.
I think it helps Katie a lot to know that you went through that.
Yeah, I went through it and it sucked balls.
Literally.
But all the things that you're feeling, it's not like, I don't know, I can't explain it because I've never had, and I mean, full disclosure, that I've never had any other STD in my entire life. I've only had this one. And
yeah.
Good girl.
Proud of you.
But it was really like, it's really traumatizing because you think like you're
Beck
just
and
this,
I are
like,
silent. Keep going, Tanya.
Yeah, keep going. Keep talking.
Yeah, I tend to like do this. I just blab. I have no filter, so I probably overshare. But I do think it's important because when I was, you know, in college with my sorority sisters, it was something that was really hard for people, and it was nice for them to know that anybody could come to me, and I just have all the answers, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
But
sure
you know
do.
Me, like when something happens, I like go in 110%. So like I went into my gynecologist and was like, I have like a laundry list of questions. I was like, I was so pissed. Cause like, how did this guy da 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 da? She was like, they don't know. So
but
I'm like,
common and curable. That's the good news.
Common and curable. And, but sometimes you don't even have symptoms.
Right.
Like you literally have to treat it like a cold. Like you have to like sleep well and eat right. And
what was his name?
Yeah, who was he?
Say that.
First and
you can
last.
Say his first name.
Instagram handle, please.
You know we
Let's
only
bring
do.
Bring him down.
You know we only use nicknames on the podcast, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Becca.
Oh, yeah.
You're so excited! I know you are to tell us about the summer box.
Oh my gosh, I'm thrilled. I know you know what FabFitFun is, Brad.
Of course.
Of course.
Brad is FabFitAnfun.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah. You should be the face of FabFitFun.
I'm available.
As we have talked about multiple times on the podcast, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products.
Yeah.
It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200 in the box.
Like we said, that's like 85% off. Yeah. And I'm not good with math either, so that was pretty good, just off the cuff.
Use coupon code Becca for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the celebrity fans include
Khloe Kardashian.
Who else?
Ayesha Curry.
Bethany Frankel.
Oh, we love Bethany Frankel.
We do.
Yeah.
The Summer Box is available now. Sign up before they sell out. They sell out very quickly.
They do.
Yes. Some of the items in the box are customizable, but is that the right word? Customizable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. Go you ahead. Got customizable. I couldn't pronounce licorice. Yeah. So it's all good. There's the Summer and Rose beach towel, which everybody needs because it's summer. How happy are we that it's summer?
It's summer and it feels like summer.
It feels like summer. Tarte Beauty products, the Yumi Kim makeup train case. So don't miss out because they sell out fast. Check out FabFitFun.com. Use the promo code Becca so you can save $10 off your first box. That makes it only
$39.99. Wow.
With like $200 worth of product. That's like steal. So once again, FabFitFun.com and use the promo code
Becca. Becca.
This is a good email here. It's not good. It's just fascinating. And by the way, we love your emails. Scrubbing in at iHeartMedia.com.
Yeah.
That's right.
This past weekend, I made the mistake of going through my boyfriend's phone.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know what made me do it because he Ooh. Hasn't given me any reason to not trust him. While going through his phone, there wasn't anything to other girls, but he was speaking to one of his friends about me comparing me to his ex and making it sound like his ex-girlfriend was more of what he wanted.
Oh, no.
His friend even replied with, "I can appreciate you finally confessing your love for Andrea."
Oh, no.
The night prior, we were just talking about our future and how I was going to start moving in and taking that next step. It's a complete bombshell. I'm not sure how to feel. So I told him, and he broke up with me. He said, "I have no right to read what he's saying to his friends. I feel heartbroken and upset. I feel it's all my fault because I just had to go through his phone with no reason. Was I wrong? Am I the one to blame? Or is he just taking the easy way out? We've been dating for a year, and now I'm at a loss for words. Do I try to get him back, or is it a lost cause?"
I have a very strong opinion about this. Would anybody like to take the lead?
You take the lead if it's strong.
The damage is done. You might have to just cut this loss and learn from it. I think going through somebody's phone is such a bad idea. Mm-hmm. You're literally like, I think trust is a huge thing in a relationship. And once that's like broken, and I almost feel like you broke the trust by going through his phone. Like, that wasn't cool. And I get it, curiosity, whatever, but
killed the cat.
I just think the second that you do that, you're putting such a bad, I don't know. I just think it's all bad. And also, you can't take away the feeling of seeing those texts to his mm-hmm. friend. Like, you're going to be self-conscious and insecure
yeah.
the entire relationship. And that's not good either. So I think you might just want to cut this one as a loss and just learn from it and don't do it again. Because I've been there, done that, and I'll never do it again. Because I was cheated on in a previous relationship. So I brought that into my new relationship thinking this guy's going to cheat on me just like the last guy. When he never once gave me any indication that he... Like, he was the most honest, trustworthy man I could have ever dated in my entire life. And I would just sift through looking for stuff. Mm. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I know. And ever since then, I was like, I'm just not going to do it. So I'm like, that's my advice. Never.
It's good advice because anything you find is taken out of context. Mm-hmm. You don't know the context of this. Mm-hmm. And you, with your girlfriends, you might get together and talk about some ex of yours. Like,
totally.
Oh, he was so hot.
Yeah, of course.
And if your current boyfriend heard that, he wouldn't understand the context right. of it, and it would cause problems.
It's bad.
It's all bad.
I have never, ever, and I know the passcode, I would never, ever, ever look through my husband's phone.
Yeah, and ever. 17 years together. So yeah, this is like...
There you go.
But I'm also... Thanks. But I'm also like not... But I'm like, why are you... Why would you be interested in that anyway?
I know.
It's like speaking of the olden days, it's like going through somebody's mm-hmm. diary. Mm-hmm. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
I feel it's like the insecurity of, like you said, you brought that in from a previous relationship thinking like, that guy did it, so this guy's probably doing it too, and I need to find out and get out of it before, and catch him
right.
before he can like blindside me.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a good way to live life.
Mm-mm.
No, it's awful.
Mm-mm. So the advice is move on?
I mean,
you learn from this experience.
Yeah, learn from
yeah,
it. It wasn't the best decision, but it is something to learn from and not do again.
Did you have you ever done that? You've done that.
No, I saw. Are you talking about Robert?
Uh-huh.
When I saw it, I was holding his phone. And no, I was holding his phone, and I wanted the passcode. And he wouldn't give it
oh,
to me.
Oh, that's that, right. That's
we
right.
About
Which
that.
Is still that's also weird.
Yeah. I was just
What's
like listening
weird?
To music.
What's
that
weird?
He wouldn't give her his passcode. It's like, what if she wants
oh,
to change the music?
Oh, and you just wanted to listen to music
yeah.
and that
yeah.
was
like,
it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's
yeah.
a little weird, yeah.
That's why I know the passcode. So that
right,
I
right,
can
right.
Right, right, right. We
music.
Had like a whole, remember we had a whole like debate on this.
Yeah.
But that's the trust, right? That's the trust of a good relationship. You know the passcodes. You know some passwords.
Totally.
You just don't abuse that.
I didn't even, like, I literally was his friend. I was, like, going back and forth with this friend because I was controlling the music and then the phone locked. And then I went to open it. I was like, oh, what's your passcode? And he was like, took the phone. He was like, I'm not giving you my passcode. And I was like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's the flag. Hmm. That's the yellow flag.
All right. Michelle needs some advice. She met a guy one night at a bar, hit it off. Great conversation, same interests, sense of humor. We've been texting every day for the last week or so. We've been already out on a date, dinner, drinks.
Cute.
We even have plans to go out again next week. I enjoyed spending time with him. We really have a connection. The only thing I'm struggling with is he lives at home. He is 28. He took time off over the years and is only now going back to finish his bachelor's degree. I'm very career and goal oriented. I just got my master's degree and I'm 27. I'm more worried about what my family and friends will say if things progress and we enter into a relationship.
Oh my God, girl.
What?
Yeah, what?
Why are you worried about what people think about you? If you're like into somebody and like, and you guys are getting along and he's like a nice match for you, who cares what people think?
Yeah, I'm confused. He's living at home for what reason?
Well, he's 28. It seems like he has just kind of taken some years before he got his life going.
Listen,
but it sounds like his life's going.
No, if those are the kinds of things you're like basing the foundation of your relationship on, you are in big trouble. Because if it's all about like how things look, never gonna work.
And what other people think.
And I also think too, like, money's fleeting, you know, just because he like lives at home for a second and he needs, you know what I mean, time to gather himself or whatever. Like, I don't know, I think that there's something actually really smart about that, you know what I mean? Like, we know somebody that's 38 and just moved back home with his parents to save money to like buy a bigger house, and I think that that's like actually really smart
and very common these days too.
Yeah,
my sister lives at home with my mom and her fiance.
I kind of just think like,
and they're like all super happy together.
Everybody's different. Everybody lives how they want to live. And okay, great. So I think it's worth a second date. I mean, it's a little early to be putting up these concerns.
100%.
So
especially if it's a great first date. I mean, we all know
those are hard to come by.
And you guys can match each other perfectly. Like, maybe you're a little too motivated. He can pull you back a little bit. Maybe he's a little less motivated. You can pull him forward a little bit. Maybe it's a perfect match.
Yeah.
There's a quote that I've always loved. Oh. And Tanya, you love quotes.
Give it to me.
You probably wouldn't care how... Sorry. You probably wouldn't worry as much what people think of you if you realized how little they did.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
because everybody's thinking about themselves.
Yes, that's it.
Right.
It's so
true. I always like worry if I'm going somewhere and I like put so much pressure about going into a social setting and I'm like, oh, like I get like nervous or like having to mingle, and then I'm like, they don't care.
They
like,
don't. They don't care. They're worried about themselves. Yeah. I really try to impress that on my daughters. Don't worry about what other people think.
Yeah. But you're also the star in every single room you walk into, Becca.
That's not true.
The star.
I want to talk about Chica's Tacos. Chica's Tacos.
I love tacos.
Downtown LA's brightest taco hotspot, known for their elevated tacos and fresh fare. If you live in Southern California, you need to know about Chica's.
That's
right. It's organic, sourced locally, always fresh, never frozen, and created by James Beard, who is the... James Beard.
James Beard is the award that he's been nominated for.
Oh. Okay, sorry. Can I start that over?
Sure.
The menu at Chica's Tacos is organic, sourced locally, always fresh, never frozen, and created by James Beard nominated chef Eduardo Ruiz.
And the taqueria is celebrating.
Oh my God. She was so ready to do that.
I'm really excited.
She's like sitting over there right
now. So excited.
They're celebrating their anniversary on Saturday, this Saturday, with a huge backlot bash called Baja Market LA. So there's music, great chefs. Beer.
How do I get tickets for that?
You go to www.chicastacos.com and it's $30 at the door.
You can get them at the door or at that website.
Yeah, huh? And it's in downtown LA, which is actually super cool. I've been wanting to go check out downtown LA a lot more lately. It's happening. I've been wanting to like go to dinner and like go do something.
It's funny because I moved here in the late 90s and it was so not happening. There was nothing ever happening downtown. Now it's the place to be.
Yeah.
And they also have cauliflower chorizo, which I'm very intrigued by.
Yeah, I feel like they have something for everybody.
Yeah.
The restaurant is a modern twist on a classic taqueria.
It's actually taqueria.
I said that. Taqueria.
Taqueria.
Yeah, that was good.
I would just like to say that Tanya twice this last week went out when I wasn't there
Tanya's got her mojo back.
Oh, that's, yeah. I'm super happy about the mojo being back. But why do you go out when I am not there? Like, okay. Why do you only go out when I am not out?
So first of all, Friday night, I thought you were going to meet us out. I thought you were going to meet us out.
You never said anything. But I talked to JoJo.
JoJo's brother and family were in town this weekend, and they were celebrating.
This is JoJo Fletcher from The Bachelorette?
Yeah. Yes. And
what's her brother's name?
Ben. I know. I got a lot of messages about him, by the way, this weekend. Wow.
When it rains, it pours.
Ben is hot.
He is super hot. He is. But so we all went out on Friday night. And the only reason why I went out was because I was working an event that day. So I was already like made up, done up, already in Hollywood. And that's where they were all going. So I was like.
So me.
So me.
As long as I don't have to go home and come back out.
I was like, if I go back to the West Side, like I'm staying in and I'm like putting on my sweats and like calling it a night. But the fact that they were all coming to Hollywood and I was already there, it was kind of like the perfect storm. So it's nothing personal. Becca's taking it very personal.
It felt personal because I'm like, hey, let's like, I invite her almost every time I go out and it's just like.
Crickets. Yeah. I'm like, oh, face mask, please.
Yeah, she's like, I have my robe on. I'm like, oh. God.
It's 7:15 yeah. p.m. by the way.
When the bra comes off, yeah. That's it.
She's like, I already had my soup. I'm in my robe. I'm like,
you sound like such a 75-year-old woman, yeah. But I appreciate this because Brad's the exact same way. Like, we'll text each other at like 6:30 and I'll be like, I already had dinner, showered, and I'm in bed. What about you?
Yeah.
I start wrapping up at like 5.
Well, guess
PM.
What? Brad's married and he has his life, and you're wanting to find a man.
I know. It's a struggle for
that
me.
That's true. It's when you are in that marriage.
Yeah, he's fine.
Nothing wrong with sweatpants at 5:30.
Yeah, I know.
But I was out until 2 a.m. on Saturday.
Wow.
I was out until 2 a.m. on videos. Friday, too, and we both were like, how?
Yeah, but you sent me a text yesterday saying, number one, your Insta story is stressing me out.
Yeah, because it was at 1:30 and you were at a club. I was like,
I was. Oh. It was so fun.
They're fun every once in a blue moon.
Yeah. No, when you get us out, we're like really fun.
But when we're out and we're not into it, we're like fun sponges.
I'm trying to remember last time we went out together. I think it was about a year ago.
No, we were at Chalk Prom together.
Oh.
Not out at a club together.
It basically was a club. That dance floor was so lit.
Dropping it low. I'm like, there's children. Like, this is a children's prom.
You're not out if there's children around. Doesn't count. Hey, can I give some shouts? Because we have some good ones this week.
Yeah.
This is what people are doing while they listen to Scrubbing In with Becca and Tanya.
Love it.
Elle Kaufman is in Nova Scotia, Canada, lying in bed with a severe headache. For 4 years, she's had post-concussion syndrome. But listening to the podcast, Resting with Becca and Tanya, makes her feel less lonely.
That is so nice.
Go Canada.
Shreya Saragini, she's driving into her 12-hour shift at the ER in San Antonio, Texas.
Scrubbing in.
Chelsea is a mail carrier in Bridgeport, West Virginia. She listens well. Right now is delivering the mail in Bridgeport, WV. Emily Kruger's in Wisconsin. She listened while doing a triathlon.
Huh?
Wow.
She was doing a triathlon. She couldn't listen while swimming, but while running and biking,
wow.
She was scrubbing in.
Wow. That's so interesting to me because when I run, I have to listen to music. Yeah. I can't listen to podcasts when I'm running.
This doesn't seem like the perfect motivation.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? We're so motivational.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're in the middle of a workout.
Yeah, and Becca's talking about her McDonald's hash browns that she had for breakfast.
That was what she had for breakfast, Brad. Hash browns and Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Thank you.
You have ketchup with them, though?
Just plain.
Oh, really?
No one's questioning delicious, by the way.
Yeah. It's just
thank
gross.
You, Brad.
I'm into it.
The validation I feel right
I
now.
I would never do it, but I'm into it.
He's into it.
Renana Rapp is washing dishes right now in Israel. That's where she listens and scrubs in. She loves that we love Gal Gadot.
Oh, we do.
Love Gal Gadot.
And Vanessa Piccone is on vacation in Iceland, listening with her boyfriend. He requested it. She said, what do you want to listen to? He said, put on that podcast with the two girlfriends.
Oh, my gosh. Boyfriend of the year.
So cute.
And shout out to Dunkin', because Burbank now has a Dunkin'.
Wow.
The grand opening is this Saturday at 200 South Glen Oaks Boulevard. Starting at 9 a.m., the first 100 guests in line at the lobby get free coffee for a year.
Wow. A year?
The first 100 guests
Brad's
in line.
I know what I'm doing later.
That's a good get.
Welcome to Burbank, Dunkin'.
Yeah, welcome.
Um, I'm so sad. I don't want to. Can we plug anything for you?
No.
You just came out of the goodness of your own heart.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you guys do not know Brad Goreski, find him, follow him, love him. He's the best. You truly are one of my best friends and favorite people in the world.
I
so
love you.
Thank
You're
you for
best.
Coming in.
Of course.
Yeah. We've been trying to get you on here for a while.
It's been a minute.
I know.
Such and a busy schedule.
Yeah, oh, busy guy.
So crazy. I like literally couldn't find the building.
But now you did for next time. It'll be yeah. easier.
Next yeah. time you co-host.
Yeah.
For sure.
And shout out to your husband, Gary. We love him as well.
Yeah. Check out Gary Jannetty on Instagram.
Oh, his
really
Instagram.
Funny. Really funny.
His Instagram is so funny.
He's going to pass me in followers soon. How devastating. <is that? laughs> So rude.
It's basically an entire Instagram. He's Prince George and he makes fun of Meghan Markle. But like... lightheartedly.
Yeah.
In the best way possible.
All for fun.
It is fun. Fun and lighthearted and cute.
And so cute. Is that
451,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just started it too. Like he just started, right?
It's my wife's single favorite Instagram in the world. Every morning she would get up and that's the first thing she looks at.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who like wake up and check it.
Gary's so funny.
He's very funny.
Is that the key to marriage? Laughter?
And not fighting.
Yeah, you guys don't fight.
We never
fight.
Never
drama.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I like that.
We bicker sometimes, but we don't really fight.
That's normal.
Yeah. Never a fight.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Also, if you're going to fight, don't do it before bed.
That's good advice.
The recipe for disaster.
Way to round it out with some great
solid advice. Honestly, it is true though. You have to come back and we have to do more emails because I always feel like you give really good advice.
Great, I'm
in. Because you're a straight shooter.
Yeah, for sure.
We can call you, too, if we have something we think would be right up your alley. We'll get you on the phone.
Absolutely.
Right. I don't always take your advice, but I listen.
That's fine.
Hears
his advice to you is just be normal, and I think that's pretty sound advice.
Yeah. Please.
Thank you all for your emails. Continue to send them in, scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. Post on the Facebook group. I saw so many meetups that happened.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Toronto meetup. Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm from. Shout out. T-Dot.
Next week, I wanted to get into it this week, but we didn't have time. There's a big discussion as to whether you use a loofah or a washcloth or your fingers in the shower, and we need to get into that at some point.
Oh, I have a lot to say.
We'll have an update on Dr. W, the date tonight. We'll have an update on that next week.
Yeah.
And, Brad, do you want to call time of death?
He's so concerned.
You're supposed to say the time.
What time is it?
11:37:32.
No, I just, like, stared. Did he hear?
Worst call time of death ever in the history.
It was a few seconds off.
I thought he died for a second.
I was like, wait, am I dying?
You were just, like, still. I was like, wow.